Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. If you're up early with me, you've joined me at KWXY, 1340 AM, legendary home of great music in the Coachella Valley. And the FM stations are 92.3 and 101.9. we'll have that great hour together, end up with my recordings, and then you have a great morning, have your breakfast, and then around noontime, wear red, eat chocolate, and join me at 9:20 a.m., where I started 26 years ago, or 99.1 FM, and we'll spend an hour together. I'm trying to put everything into that hour that we have, things about the community, mystery songs to entertain you. We do that in association with Wink Martindale. Great interviews, every subject on earth, giveaways, presents for you. I think we're one of the few stations and shows that has presents for you. And my music, I think we're one of the few stations or shows that has my music. And then at noontime, we do the same thing again. And when we're finished, we put everything up on my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. I'm fond of saying, I don't care where you listen, just so you do. I always say I want this to be the best hour of your day. Do you know the routine by now? Do you have your day timer close by?
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, Wednesday, October 19th is National Evaluate Your Life Day. The Palm Springs Chamber has a star dedication for Michelle Kanan, star number 452. Today, it's open to the public at the Palm Springs Downtown Park. That's across the street from the Palm Springs Art Museum near Maryland Forever. Details, pschamber.org. Oscars Palm Springs presents jazz vocalist and fashion icon Joey Arias tonight at 7 o'clock. Dan was our restaurant of the week on Monday, and he told us this is a fabulous show. It'll be outdoors in the courtyard. Details and reservations at OscarsPalmSprings.com. Fantasy Springs welcomes back Golden Boy Boxing October 20th, which is tomorrow, at Fantasy Springs Resort Casino. Details, fantasysprings.net. And Wink Martindale, the legendary man himself, has one of his legendary vintage visits with Carly Simon and Frankie Lane from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio, 1340 AM, 92.3 and 101.9 FM. And for everything Wink, go to winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey Pals, we do so love our monthly segment with Kathy Allison from
Desert Oasis Behavioral Health,
part of DOHC, taking care of us, but we try to focus on women's issues. And I know you brought us something, but I've got to read you our Joey Pal question. She wants to know, do women do better in life if they have a lot of women friends?
Loaded question. Because, of course, women do better in life with women friends. We can talk about our own physical body and issues and hormone fluctuations and changes.
Husbands.
And others. But I wouldn't gender qualify that only women friends. I mean, some of my best friends have been male friends. And it's just something that a good supportive friend might be the most important quality in your life. Not just a bunch of friends,
not
but a good
with
supportive.
Your gender. Good supportive.
Yeah. Somebody that a true friend will tell you no when you need to be told no. I got a good expression from Joey. I wish you all could see that.
I was afraid she's going to stop me talking about something. She was going to say no right away. Interesting. I have a lot of friends. I didn't mean that the way it sounded. Let me finish the sentence. I beg your pardon. I have friends who are women and friends that are men that I'm close to. Mm-hmm.
in different times in my life and different levels.
Yes, I was just going to say, in different seasons of your life, mm-hmm. you might be closer to other women or other men, or it really depends. And I do really believe old friends can be the best friends. Oh. They are worth working on to keep that relationship going. I'm reconnecting with some of my friends now. We all got busy having kids, careers, families, moving, and then now as we're moving on and reconnecting, especially through COVID, is like, where are you? How are you? Are you okay? Very supportive.
I think I told you, I wrote an email to a bunch of the college roommates, the high school roommates, kids in the band, people I used mm-hmm. to sing with, my orchestra. And I said, I always thought there'd be time, because I learned after my college roommate died, because I always thought, I have time to catch up with her. We're in our early 70s.
Yes.
And poof, she was gone. Mm. And you can't always do that little, I've got time yet, because you don't necessarily.
We don't know.
You don't know.
None of us know how long we have.
So now I send a little monthly letter. Just, I miss you. Are you all right? How was your month?
I love that, because a lot of people send holiday letters. So
right.
once a year, I'll hear from certain people I haven't seen since college.
And I don't have time to read it at Christmas.
Yeah, that's one good point, because that's too busy and they get caught in the mishmash of holidays. But once a month or once every 3 or 4 months is probably more appropriate to catch up, you know?
So this month I just put a sentence in it. I'm going to say, Kathy on my show said, old friends are the best.
Yes, because old friendships, it's like with my old friends, if I get together, it's like I saw them just the other day.
Isn't
it could have been 10 years or 20 years.
That is the truth.
That's a blessing. Yeah.
What'd you bring me?
Today I brought a topic called It Is Your Choice. And
okay.
I thought you would like this one.
I do.
All right. And it has to do, of course, with, it's funny, this always works out with the topic Joey brought me. We get inundated this time of year with plans and choices. The holidays are coming. Reminders are in every store. Everywhere we look, I've seen Christmas.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Christmas is up.
Christmas is coming. And the weather is starting to change, too. And I'm the kind of person that likes to say yes. If somebody asks me something, yes, 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 yes. I tend to overextend and overestimate what I can do. How about you, Joey?
We'll talk later.
Even on the weekends, I'll overestimate the chores I can get done. And I'm just, that's part of being a positive person. I truly do think I can do all of these things. Well, I thought a good topic for today would be using your brain, your computer that you have, which weighs just 3 pounds, to make some choices. It's time to choose rather than just react.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Choose, not react.
Right. Sometimes life happens and we do have to just react and deal with whatever the emergency is that's happening. That's true. But if you get in the habit of living like a pinball in a pinball
machine,
just reacting, thrown this way and that, with life's ups and downs, it can be very unsettling and it can cause anxiety. And then you get poor sleep and then your health suffers, you're overwhelmed. Before you know it, it is your body that suffers, because we're a biological thing, right? So we start to show stress. We get sick. We come down with physical issues, right? Stomach issues, headaches. And then, full circle, I feel guilty because I couldn't do what I'd promised I was going to do. That could be a topic for another day.
At my house, this is called priorities, not pressures.
Ooh, I like that. See, that's living, as they say, mindfully making choices, and that's what
that
this is
about. That doesn't mean I can prioritize very well, and I can put the pressures on the back burner, but that doesn't mean I'm going to follow through.
And you
that's
know,
the tough part for
women,
me.
Or people in general that run a household, the old name, the housewife, the women that are running a household, they're actually in management. They're in purchasing. They're in supplies, creative development, executive decision-making, task management, program development and implementation, all these words. That's what women do all the time.
Exactly.
Women are expert at balancing as you said, many things, and then having the wisdom to maybe put on the back burner, or I love to do this, delegate.
Oh, that's
to
a good
other
word.
People, right, using our brain. We are the ultimate multitasker.
Oh, see, women, girls, women, ladies, don't you feel better now? Mm-hmm. You are the ultimate multitasker.
That's right. Even the best multitasker still needs to value her own time, take her time to examine choices, the best order on how to proceed, who can Ooh. We delegate to. As you'd mentioned, you know, we teach and mentor other women as we get older. I'm finding that we model and we mentor, and that's also very fulfilling. Whether you have children or not, you are mentoring other women. I think
Agreed.
Women look to other women more for mentorship than I think men look to other men. I'd have to ask some of my guy friends on that one if they look for mentors.
Do they look from an older man or woman, you're thinking?
Mm-hmm. Advice.
Yes, that's been hard for me because I had three women. They all died in the last year. Mm. They were all in their mid-90s, and they were all the people I looked to for inspiration mm-hmm. and advice. So I guess now I'm filling that role for mm-hmm. someone behind coming up behind me, but I still need them.
Yes, we still do. And thank gosh there's things like books, because, you know, that's timeless. And it's interesting to me about a book can be 30 years old, 100 years old, thousands of years old, some of the Bible books,
oh, yes.
for instance, and they're still relevant today. So
especially
don't forget,
the Bible.
There is, yeah.
I read an interesting study that said, quoted some things, and it was talking about children and learning, and very topical, just timely as could be. It was from the Bible. They just took out the whereases and the theeseth and the thoueth and the you know, looketh, welleth, to the weigheth, all yeah. of that, and put it in the vernacular, and it was absolutely timely.
Well, they say the more things change, the more
they stay the same.
Right. Well, anyway, before we run out of time, I wanted us to think about using our brain like a computer, having time to choose rather than just react. So remember the old days of computers where they said garbage in, garbage out? And that's dating me for DOS and Fortran. I still use Control Alt Delete.
I do too.
If I'm trying to shut it down, right? Uh-huh. But for the brain, we've talked in the past about nutrition, the importance of good nutrition and hydration. And we've talked about physical. We have to have oxygen in the brain, exercise, circulation, movement, right?
Okay.
But let's talk about garbage in, garbage out in a relation to appropriate information in and out that you allow in or out.
Okay.
You control what you put in. So how do you make a good choice? Well, get the correct information, spend some reasonable time to cogitate on this. I
good
love that word. Yeah. Choose your appropriate response, your best response for all involved. And taking into account being busy people, family, friends, work, time for self. Time to do this is important decision making. And when we're overwhelmed, distracted, dealing with an emergency, you can't think straight. You just got to deal with it. So valuing your time. So then you are acting rather than reacting.
Yes.
And this in itself is so empowering. It builds your self-esteem. It builds hope, your sense of control.
Good one.
So that's kind of, I think, the upcoming holidays are the perfect time to put some order and schedule into your life. You can't act completely by schedule and order. You need time to play and daydream and enjoy life, too.
Bless your heart.
So schedule in some daydream and personal time as well.
Daydream. Yeah. You know what my tip is for the holidays? Mm. You might want to write this down. Manage your expectations.
Ah, that's good. Because we will have a heightened
it's
expectation.
It's what you started out with.
Yeah.
I'll do all
yes,
this. I'll
yes.
get everything done.
And then down on yourself for not doing. So let's just live and be happy. And I want to end with my favorite quote
yes.
by C.S. Lewis.
Okay.
You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending.
Oh, good.
And that's my kind of like thought for the day.
Bless your heart. What's your phone number to continue the conversation?
That's 760 969 5277.
I got it. I love it when you're here. Kathy Allison is here with Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.